This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 is out now on Exactly Right. New episodes on Mondays. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and I've eaten ice cream, pizza, ramen, and Cheetos today. Just a quick shower, then I'm ready for basting.
I'm Brandy Posey, and unfortunately for the rest of my electronics, this morning I whacked my printer with a rolling pin in a moment of rage, and it started working again.
I'm Tess Barker, and I regret to inform you, hoes, that it is over for you. I found jeans that are baggy and make my ass look great.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
For everyone, that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Welcome to the show, everybody. What do we got? We got stuff going on. People are doing things. People are
hell yeah.
Around.
Follow Burn This Records. I've got releases and shit coming out all the time. Burn This Podcast is the podcast where I interview the people on it. A lot of the guests on this show have also been over there. And I'm real proud of the work I'm doing, and I would love your support.
Give a follow.
Yeah, please.
I am doing shows in Pennsylvania and New York coming up. May 8th through the 20th, basically, I'm doing random shows in like Pittsburgh and Erie, Pennsylvania, and then some in Brooklyn. So make sure you're following me on my Instagram at Babs Gray to see the details of all of those. Because I'm not going to say them all right now, because honestly, I'm still nailing it down. But I know what's happening, but I'm nailing it down.
Nail it down.
Yeah. And then I've got another Larry David Presents at the SIJCC on May 29th. And that's going to be really fun. It was a great time. Great time, the first show. Larry David's not there. Don't ask me that, for the love of God. But come out.
And I have been hard at work, you guys, on a project that I'm super excited to tell you about. I'm launching a new podcast.
Woo!
I'm very, very excited. I've been working so hard on this show. It's called Pop Mystery Pod. The feed is live. Please, please go subscribe. I love you guys, and I would love your support. I'm basically taking, you know, like sort of like the kind of investigative journalism that Babs and I did with like the Britney story. I'm taking a similar lens, but every week I'm doing a different pop culture story. I'm doing real serious journalism about different things throughout pop culture history that I think need a different look, or things that were like mysteriously hidden from us. I'm very proud of the show, and I'm very excited about it. So please, Pop Mystery Pod, go subscribe and listen. And hey, I love you.
Yeah, Tess has really been working her ass off on it, and it's amazing. So definitely go check it out. And yeah, support all of our various ventures. You guys are enjoying us here. Trust me, you're going to enjoy all the other stuff we're doing as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bunch of hardworking ladies just doing a bunch of stuff for you. We work so hard.
Definitely not propped addicted up by caffeine.
Yeah, I was saying, well, I'm so addicted to Celsius at this point. It's like ridiculous. Me and Adam just go through phases of each buying like three at 7-Eleven every 2 days. And
yep.
You know what? It's fine. It's supporting all the other shit. So
okay, I have a question about Celsius. Well, I think I don't know if I can fuck with it because of the fake sugar. You know how I have that weird like fake sugar thing?
Yeah.
But Babs, because I know you like Red Bull too, as do I. What does it hit? Where
is it better than Red Bull?
Better than Red Bull.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
I don't know what it is. I think maybe it's because they throw a bunch of vitamins or some shit in there. You know,
okay.
But But there's something about it that, like, I like the way the energy feels better. It's more sustained, and I feel like, yeah, I just like
I think it's more in, like, the green caffeine realm than the taurine realm, think is more.
Yes, they say it's, you know, natural, whatever the fuck they're saying.
I mean, whatever.
Yes. But, but it does feel, it feels better to me than a Red Bull. But also, I like the sugar-free stuff, so, like, that's all Celsius is, you know?
Yeah,
so
that's why I haven't fucked with it, because you guys know I love it. Caffeinated beverage.
Of course.
I wish they offered the full sugar version.
I know. It's kind of funny they don't. Yeah, they're only...
I'm really waiting for Uptimes to come to California, you guys. This is like a Midwest energy drink.
Oh, shit.
That when they come here, ooh, man. I like the last time I was like driving cross country like for a tour, I hoarded, so many Uptimes. Ooh, they got a honeydew flavored one. It's so good.
Really good.
That sounds amazing. Mm.
Do those have real sugar? Really good.
They have some with real sugar, and they have some sugar-free ones.
Okay, cool.
I mostly stick to sugar-free, but I have had the real sugar, and they're real good. Mm. But, yeah.
Can I just say, I don't know why, I don't know, on the sugar-free tip, it doesn't matter, whatever. I was at the coffee shop this morning, and a man's ass was just fully, like, out in front of me.
Uh-huh.
And we've somewhat talked about this recently, but how? How do you not feel it? How did you not feel a breeze on your... fucking crack
on your ass crack? I mean, I feel like for me personally, like every time my butt crack has been showing, I've known.
You know,
you know, because it's a very air sensitive area. Mm-hmm.
it's a sensitive area in general. You can feel things more there. You know, I don't feel maybe if my ankle is exposed, but I certainly feel if my ass is exposed.
Right,
and this was like, you know, he was like a normal guy, just like dressed fine. Like it was like. A person who looked like if they knew their crack was out, they would pull up their pants.
You know what? I think there is a gender issue here. Like men are way cooler with their crack hanging out.
That is, it's always a man. Yeah.
It's always a man. I saw a full, I saw a fully exposed crack driving the other day. It was such a big crack that it almost like caused me to like to get in an accident. Like I...
This you did the double. Just, you did the
yeah, yeah. Because it was jarring. It was the same thing. The guy was like dressed for work, except his whole butt was hanging out on the sidewalk.
I think these are two extremely depressed people.
Yeah,
it's a level. Like, I mean, like I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
you're desensitized to so much at this point that even.
Yeah, well, that's just really wild.
And it's also like, I don't know, like man underwear. Feels like, are they not wearing underwear, or like do we have some boxers or some boxer briefs that are getting pulled down with the jeans?
Oh, you're right. I didn't think about that part. Like where was the underwear in this situation?
Right.
Yeah, what's the undie sitch? Because maybe they might just have like old boxers they just haven't replaced in a real long time.
But you still see them. I think they're not wearing them.
Maybe they're just freeballing it. Yeah.
Oh
I bet you. I bet you these are two fellas that like. Are wearing pants that are a little bit too big for them, and they're going, and that they've lost a little bit of weight, and they're feeling themselves, and their pants are just.
This guy had they were skinny jeans on a skinny man with a skinny ass hanging.
Whoa,
out.
Weird!
A belt was hitting. Yes,
there was a belt
beneath the crack, like, and it wasn't full crack. It was like halfway down on the crack. That's what I'm talking about. I was like, what is? How do you not know this is out?
My theory is they do know and they don't care. I think
that's possible. That's very possible. Could also, I mean, are you just that divorced from like feeling in your body? Yeah, in your wife. Yes. This feels like, it does feel like newly divorced energy of like the woman that told you to pull your pants up is
right.
Said
you're defying.
Goodbye.
Yeah, you're defying her now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Do you guys think maybe, okay. You know how, like, Babs, I know you don't blow dry your hair, but, like, you know how, like, when you have a Zoom meeting, you blow dry only, like, the front part because you're, like, no one's going to see the back part?
Yeah.
Do you guys think that is their theory? Like, they're like, I can't see it. No one can see it?
Oh, five-year-old rules. Five-year-old. Peekaboo. Peekaboo rules.
Look, yeah, if he was on Zoom, yeah, I wouldn't know about it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Maybe he's just been on Zoom so much for the last few years, he's forgotten about the back half.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Everyone just needs to get reacquainted with the back half of their body because we're all in 3D now and we're seeing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Figure it out.
And like those, I'm sorry. We know man pants if we've seen man pants. And like the women have every excuse to have their ass hanging out. Every excuse. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have no problem. Not that I have a problem with women showing their butt crack, but like I understand it. Then those pants are big enough to pull up and you all wear belts.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah. Y'all got belts on. They, you know, are designed to be more practical, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird how men wear a belt every day? That's weird, right? That's weird.
It is strange. I wish that, but it's also like they put belt loops on our pants.
I can't even tell you the last time I wore one.
No.
I think I found one and I threw it away recently. Good,
as you should. I know. I think I had a pair of jeans like 12 years ago that was too big that I was like, I'll just wear a belt with these. And it was just, I felt so like a fraud.
All right.
I keep it like very, like it's not like, it's not doing work. It's just like a loose.
Yeah, it's just.
It's loose.
Part of the How often do you wear a belt?
Not every day. I probably wear a belt like twice a week though. If I'm wearing, you know what? If I'm wearing like a crappy top or a shirt that is like a shorter shirt,
yeah,
I want a belt on the top of the pants is usually. Or if I'm tucking in or something, like then I do like
right.
But if I'm wearing like a longer like bigger tee that's going to go over the loops, I don't. That's kind of usually the play of it. Yeah. Not with everything, but some stuff.
Interesting. Because I also feel like that's like the advice on like makeover shows and stuff. They're like, just belt it. Just belt that.
Yeah.
But that's like a different thing because belt it means like the waist belt, right?
That means the waist belt. And it looks great like when they do it on Oprah. But then every time I try to do that in practice, like I have a bunch of just belt it belts. And that's always what I do like right before I'm leaving the house. And then I'm like, no, that looks like shit. And then I take it off.
It's a very mid-aughts. You're a fat woman who we don't know how to dress. Here's a tent, belt it.
Here's a tent with a three-quarter sleeve.
Plus size woman, we've been hearing belt it for quite a long time.
Yeah. A belt it belt is not the belt that I'm fucking with. No. I have a belt belt, not a belt belt.
Let's get to our show today. We have such a hilarious guest on. She's so funny. She tours all the time, so you can probably see her near you. And she has a new special out called Dirty Bird. We had a great hang. Please enjoy our episode with Caitlin Palufo.
All right, let me set the scene. 50 girls, all high school seniors, each representing a different state, all descended on Mobile, Alabama. This long-held tradition takes place every summer, and these young women compete for a massive cash prize. This isn't Survivor or Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. It's one of America's oldest and most lucrative scholarship programs. Maybe you haven't heard of it before, but the Distinguished Young Woman Scholarship Competition has been around for 7 decades. Surprisingly, I was not a part of this, but that's okay. But now, Pineapple Street Studio and Wondery want you to hear exactly what happens behind the scenes with their new podcast series, The Competition. Host Shima Oliai was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. What have been my competition if I'd been in this? But now she's returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. And pro tip, you can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. That's The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
Woo!
Yeehaw!
Let's jump in. I'm so excited for our guest. She's so funny and I'm excited to hang out with her. Hey, Caitlin, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing pretty good.
Yeah, doing good. I took like such a long walk this morning. It felt so accomplished. I feel like I don't have to do shit for the rest of the day.
Yeah, podcast and be done.
Yeah. I mean, I will have to do shit, but like, I shouldn't have to.
You've already done enough.
Yeah, like, fuck this. Come on.
Mm-hmm. That is why I like working out in the morning because it does. I like, not that you can't be a piece of shit without working out in the morning, but I think it's nice to give yourself the excuse to be a piece of shit for the rest.
I have to get it over with. I can't.
Yeah, yeah.
If I put it off, there's no fucking way.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair.
Okay, I see a piano behind you. Do you play piano? Caitlin, is that yours?
I mean, I used to play piano a lot, and then I stopped. And then for my birthday, my fiance got me a piano, and I have played it once. Yeah, I was like, oh, this is great. I'm going to learn how to play. I'm going to be, you know, Elton John in about 2 weeks.
Of course.
It's all going to come back.
Yeah. Well, it's a nice, small, portable instrument, so I think it's good.
Yeah. Take it to the park, just like noodle on it out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll just definitely riff a little.
Can you, if you showed up on the subway with a piano, what would happen? I feel like people would be like, no, we
it's
have enough.
Happening. I mean, it's happening.
I mean,
and those people are getting robbed. So one way, they're either taking your tips, you can't run after them, or they're taking your piano when you run after the tips. So
did you learn how to play it like growing up, or you just kind of like noodled it in the past?
I learned how to play growing up.
Okay.
My mom like forced me to learn an instrument, and the piano was the only thing we had. And I was never good. I was always bad. I think when I was like 18, all of my classmates were 12 because I just never practiced and I never tried. And so I was just like a full-on adult playing with preteens. It was really not great. It wasn't a good look, but now I'm like, oh, she had a point. I should learn how to do this. And it's not going great.
It's tough. I mean, it's really tough to force your, you've already gotten great at a thing. Like what? You got to do another thing? Come on.
Well, and like,
I know.
I feel like an instrument, like it takes so long for it to get fun. Like there's so much tedium before you get to that.
Yes.
And I think a lot of us are in that boat where it's like, if I'm not good at the thing right away, like go fuck yourself.
Exactly.
I want to be Elton John 100%. Right away, you know?
Yeah. Yes.
Exactly.
Make me
He was Elton John right away. So why can't I be Elton John right away?
We know that that just happened right. He sat down.
He was born Elton John. That's just it. There wasn't hard work or.
Okay. Serious,
that went into that.
Serious piano question. Are you guys heart and soul, are you the dun 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 dun, or are you the dun 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 dun?
I'm the dun dun dun, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm the flair, you know.
Oh,
I like to go.
Yeah.
Yes. That's how good I am at piano. I don't know what that's called. So
fooled us. You said it with confidence.
It's either you're either Tom Hanks or you're the old guy playing it on the big one and big. I don't know.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, the classic.
Yeah.
Classic.
The most famous piano scene of all time in a movie.
Yeah. I think so.
Probably up there. Yeah. Maybe Mr. Holland's Opus has something.
Maybe you would be playing it if your fiance had gotten you a big floor piano, then you'd be.
Yeah.
Playing.
Yeah. In my tiny New York apartment. Just be
just taking up your
up
whole
the living
floor.
Room, hallway, and bedroom.
See, you can't avoid playing it that way.
Yeah. Babe, what a thoughtful gift, but I do have some notes.
Like a C sharp. Okay.
A.
Yeah.
So you're engaged. Where are you in the wedding planning process?
Oh, we haven't done a single thing. we've been engaged for 2 years and we're both comedians. So it's incredibly hard to find time. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to plan it like a year and a half out. And we were really gung-ho at first. And then we discovered how expensive it is. And we were like, well, fuck this.
Yeah.
This is insane. Yeah. So we stopped. We got sticker shock. We stopped for like 2 years and now we're starting to plan again. But it's very slow moving. So
it's funny. I said the other day, I was at a lunch that Babs was at and I was like, I would never want to plan another wedding. And then someone we were at lunch with was like, I loved planning a wedding. And I was like, oh, cool. So you're rich.
Exactly. Yeah. That's so shocking to me. It's like, oh, you're not making concessions every step of the way.
Okay.
You're not thinking
every
what else that
nickel
money
and dime
be.
Is stressing you out. Very cool.
The good thing, Caitlin, that you is that prices are the same as they were 2 years ago. So you're in even better shape, you know.
Yes, definitely. That's exactly true.
Not more expensive to live or exist or eat. So
No, we're doing great.
We're not all hanging on by thread, so it's good. That's very daunting. Yeah. I don't know about that.
It's not great. But one day we'll get hitched or we'll just stay engaged until we have kids.
There you go.
Yeah, that's fun.
Common law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
This is my fiance.
And then our our anniversary will be the day we got engaged, and we'll be like, that's good enough.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
How many dates do we need to celebrate? God damn.
I mean, so who has the time?
My calendar needs room for other things. Get out of here.
Yes. Yeah, I can't get married on National Donut Day.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Oh, that might be a great day to get married, actually.
Although, yeah, then you don't have to do a cake, which is an expensive item. You just do donuts. Mm-hmm. And you're like, guys, it's not, I'm not cheaping out. I'm just following the calendar.
My cousin, yeah, the last thing I did before like the COVID explosion was my cousin's wedding, and she did a donut wall. It was great. Mm.
I was going to say, donut wall. My mother-in-law made a donut wall for like some party she threw, and you get a lot of use out of a donut wall. She busts that out regularly.
Oh, she's like, got it still. She's got the pegs.
Yeah, yeah. And now it's at Christmas. It's at...
Honestly, shocked I don't own one yet. Like, it should be in my arsenal.
Because, okay, hello, that can also become a bagel wall.
Okay. Anything with a hole in it. Holes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
What else is there? I can't think of another thing.
I was like
a Swiss cheese wall.
Yeah. I mean, you could put a hole in a lot of food. You know, there's a lot of foods you could do. You could put a hole in.
Yeah. Where there's a will, there's a way. You can make a hole out of anything.
You could just stab some oranges straight on it.
That'd be a really wet wall, but you know, that's all right.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's the theme for the day. Who knows? It's just like,
yeah.
Choose your
Get yourself a wet wall.
Yeah. Why is that so gross?
Yeah. It's just dripping onto the floor.
Man, can I tell you guys, I have a neighbor that on our Buy Nothing group was posted that she has like a marmalade orange tree and it was fruiting. People should come over and get some.
It's a kumquat. It's a kumquat.
Well, no, she has specific oranges that were bred for marmalade. They're like a
normally
full,
I only know this because I have a kumquat tree and people always come pick my kumquats for marmalade.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, you can call me Lady Marmalade.
Yeah. M'lady Marmalade. So I like went over to get them. Because I was like, all right, maybe I'll try to make some. It's bad. I got three jars of crap.
Uh-oh. You made it?
You know what
it's
went
hard.
Wrong.
I made it.
Did you not put enough sugar in? Because you got to put a lot of sugar
in. No, I put like too much in, I think. And I don't like their flavor is like a little bit better. And like, I don't know. It's just not, we're just, the garbage disposal is going to have a good time in a couple hours.
Good to know.
Yeah. I was doing it and I was like, why? There's so many things you should be doing instead of this. But
yeah,
you know,
I've done a mistake. I had a mistake jam also. I bought papaya and I thought it was mango. And not that I don't like papaya, but I was like, I don't really want to eat this. So I made it into jam. I made ginger papaya jam.
No. Wow, that is something I've never heard of once.
Probably for a reason.
And for good reason. Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't great. I think I forced myself to eat some of it.
Yeah.
Good for you. You got to try it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I did a couple spoonfuls and I was like, we're still killing succulents. Let's not graduate to jams over here.
Exactly.
How do I think I am?
Also, jam costs $3 at the store.
Yeah. I don't need to make this.
Splurge.
Yes. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Caitlin, oh my gosh, you put out your first album. It was a great
What a
jam
segue.
Transition.
Yeah.
We call that a jammer in the biz.
Oh, nice. Hey. We're just making up all kinds of lingo. I like it.
Yes.
Dirty Bird, tell us about your album. How many years of work is this?
Mm-hmm. Dirty Bird is about 9 years of comedy. And it's all my old jokes, and they had to go somewhere. And I'm actually really proud of it. I got to film it at the San Francisco Punchline.
Oh, that's awesome! Best club.
Yeah,
great.
So
venue. My
whole family came, and it was a big deal. And it was so fun. I'm so proud of it, and I'm so glad it's out because it's exhausting.
We've all that Tess just recorded her first one recently. Yeah, we've all
congratulations.
We've all made women. Yeah, it's definitely weird because they all are the jokes you're so sick of that you're like, get these the fuck away from me. I just can't wait.
I'm about to enter like the edit process. I'm like, can't wait to listen to this 30 times.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Good for you for being, I think I listened to it twice and I was like, if you guys think it's great, I think it's great. I cannot hear my voice one more time. This is a nightmare. So who knows what's on it? I don't know.
Yeah. It's kind of a blackout phase.
Put
at
a
that
hidden
point.
Track in the middle. Yeah. It's just being like, Satan's real. I have no idea.
They uploaded it backwards. And now there is a cult of hippies somewhere that's going to do some bad things in 5 years.
Not my fault. I didn't listen.
Yeah. Are you glad?
I feel like it is funny when you do those like special occasion recordings or, you know, where your family's all there, because it's just so different from a set most other nights where it's just a bunch of randos. Yeah. And it's like, oh, this one, my parents are here. It always puts like a little bit of a different spin on, you know, how I'm feeling.
Yeah. I mean, my mom, I love my mom. She's so supportive. Whenever I'm in town, she goes to every single show.
Oh my God.
Which means she's going to 5 shows a night and she just sits in the back and she's also partially deaf, which is, I think, why she goes to so many, because she's not getting the whole show the first time. So
get it over the course of the evening.
Yeah. So it's like I've gotten less nervous about my mom being there. But my like cousins I haven't seen in years showed up and I was like, oh, you're sitting in the front. Cool. That's fun.
That's unavoidable. Awesome.
Yeah. It's funny. No family in the front.
Yeah. It's funny when you're like, oh, no. For the listener, if you are going to a performance of somebody in your life that you're very close to, just stay in the back. They don't need to make eye contact with you.
Mm-mm. Get away.
Nope. Get away. Yes. Get away.
Get away.
Thank you for being there. I'll talk to you afterwards.
Yes. Buy merch.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Stay away.
Last night, I wanted to go to Red Lion really bad, which is just like a German bar near my house. And we went and like, I didn't know that they have a piano downstairs. So sometimes there's like a piano player. But last night there was a Marlene Dietrich tribute band. And like, I barely know who she is, an old German, like actress, singer.
From Frankenstein, right?
Oh, I'm not sure. I don't know, but probably, yes.
Yeah.
She was born in 1901. So that's the era we're talking about. I'm looking at her. But so I was, if I've ever thought that being a comic was hard, watching this, I was like, okay, I'm fine. Like one
that is so niche.
It was very niche and there was no one there. And like there was one table of people there, and then there was like two people who she's like said into the mic, like she was like, well, my two friends who came tonight have to leave early, so we're gonna do the second half first. So it was like she was like doing the hits before the friends left. And then, like, it was just a comedy of errors. There was, like, she kept, after every song, instead of being like, thank you for any applause, she would be like, I think the piano's too loud. The piano's too loud. I can't hear myself. And, like, it was just a wild experience where I was like, oh, God, this is such another level of, like, of performance that I probably will end up doing, but also.
Yeah.
Real Ghost of Christmas Future situation.
Yeah, like, and then and then at one point, literally, like, she was in the mid-song, and it just like blared out from the speakers. White noise just started blaring, like, and she had to like scramble around and like find out how to turn it off. And not a single person who worked there was helping her.
Come on.
I feel for this woman.
I do, but also she was soaking it up. Like some random people who came in, she was just like, to table number 4, the newcomers, and like she was loving it. So she, you know, she was enjoying herself still, but it was just like a nice. You know, what we do is weird and hard. And I was like, oh, okay, this is another level of
weird and hard. Yeah, and they made it weirder and harder for themselves from the jump.
Started running. Sorry, I forgot. So that noise happened and she was like, my batteries are running low. So she was running around opening drawers, trying to find new batteries and then asking the audience for batteries.
You know,
asking the audience.
Oh, yeah, just all got batteries with us.
Yeah, she was like, if anybody happens to have double A's, like,
oh no,
who in the fuck would have a battery at a bar? 2024.
It Someone was trying incredible. To kill their date. That's
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Or a woman's like, oh, I brought my vibrator.
Yeah,
here you go.
Yeah. We just popped these out.
Yeah.
Honestly, shout out to vibrators for keeping the battery industry alive, really.
Yes.
Absolutely. I've got plugins now. I got rechargeables.
Yeah, at this point.
Oh, love a USB. Love a USB. But they're USB 2s, they're not USB Cs. I mean, at least.
Oh, no.
You gotta go through the old pile, the old.
Yeah, exactly.
Cord ball.
I was thinking of Madeline Kahn in Young Frankenstein, but she's playing a Marlene.
Yeah, I don't think it's...
she's playing a Marlene Dietrich type character. Yeah. Though, right, is right, like the right. whole vibe. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
yeah. I just was like, wait. I know I'm wrong about this, but if I just somebody was yelling at me on a treadmill somewhere, and I just wanted to correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. What else? How are we supposed to be getting rid of batteries? Because I got just a pile.
Oh, well, our producer, Katie, actually, Brandy, I can help you with your batteries because okay. Katie turned me on to a program called Ridwell, which I've been using, and you can like responsibly get rid of like and things that are bad for the environment, and batteries is a category. So if you have batteries, I can responsibly get rid of those for you.
I'm going to bring some over because I have a lot of batteries that are just like in a jar filling up, and I'm like, this might... I might be making a bomb. I don't really know.
I got you. Also, I will say, I'm obsessed with rechargeable batteries. This is a very sexy topic. but I have like in my office and at home, I have like multiple things of rechargeable batteries. Y'all invest in some rechargeable batteries. You will not regret it.
Okay. That's a good idea.
All right. I'll do it.
This also just reminds me, like, Brandy's battery jar makes me think of, like, you know, I guess I'm a slight hoarder, or like, you know, when you have like a medicine that you take half of that you should take the whole thing of, but you don't, or whatever, you know, they say you're supposed to take all of it. I never do. Sorry. Oh, sorry, doctors.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But I still have like some of the things because I'm like, okay. Whenever I play any kind of post-apocalyptic video game, when you're searching through, you want to be like, oh my God, I just found antibiotics. It's going to save my ass. So I'm saving it for the apocalypse. I don't know. But anyway, Brandy's battery jar would be a huge fun. I'm just going to say.
Oh my God.
I mean, they're all dead, though. But I guess you could put them in a sock.
I bet you that like one. I bet you there's one or two in there that might have like a little bit of
a
juice.
A little juice.
You know? Yeah. You can do something with.
Yeah.
Like, when I lived in Hollywood, there was this old lady, and she was nice, so I let her do it. But she would come. I had an ashtray outside my apartment, and she would come get the butts that my guests had stubbed out in the ashtray, and she would make a little, like, Frankenstein cigarette and smoke it.
Wow.
I mean, I lived in a very expensive neighborhood. And
that's how you get herpes. What are you doing?
Yeah, damn.
A Frankenstein cigarette.
Oh, God. I can see the cold sore already. Jesus.
Like, to her, like, buying a pack of cigarettes would have been shameful, but that was perfectly acceptable.
She's like, I'm healing the environment. That's what I'm doing by smoking other people's cigarettes.
Yeah.
It's just one ashy trust fall after another.
Yeah. Caitlin, what do you want to have available to you in the apocalypse?
In the apocalypse, I would love... I want contacts. I have serious anxiety about this. I think about it all the time. It's why I want to get LASIK, because I think about the world falls apart. These glasses are all like, they're very thick, but with very thin rims, they're gone immediately, you know?
Yeah.
They're going to pop out one fall, where are my glasses? And I'm eaten by all the zombies. So and then you can't wear contacts because what are we going to have solution for?
Oh, God, no.
What, are you going to be taking those in and out every night? Come on.
No. I know. Yeah. With my dirty hands, there's no clean water. What are we doing? So very anxious about it. I feel like as soon as the apocalypse hits, my eyes are just going to fall out and then I'm going to become zombie food. So, because I can't see. I see nothing without my glasses or my contacts. So I'm in real trouble here, ladies. We need to start a GoFundMe. So
get you some LASIK. Get you some LASIK.
Yeah.
Forget the wedding.
Literally a Twilight Zone episode, right? Remember the one with the guy that has all the books and then his glasses break?
Oh yeah, that like
yeah.
Is a
he's left. He's
video.
So excited because he's left with every book in the world to read, and he's the only person alive. And then his glasses break.
Yeah, people. Oh, everyone stopped talking to him and bothering him. He's so happy that everyone else was gone.
Yeah,
and he like goes into a safe full of books, and like it's just his glasses break and he's blind. And it's like then the camera slowly pulls out, and you're like, well, he's dead.
Yeah, I have the same haunting. Issue. I have to wear glasses. I don't even have any contacts. So like I don't even have the option. I'm fucked. Yeah. Mm. I'm gonna have to just I have like extra glasses. So I guess we're both just gonna be like wandering around with a bag of glasses.
Just a bag of glasses going into homes being like, do these ones work? Are these my exact prescription? Or am I gonna live with a headache for the rest of my life?
You guys have gotta find like some if you're in the armed forces, they have like a special kind of glasses that they make for you that are like a little bit more indestructible. Oh. So you got to get some like army grade glasses. Just they don't
right, I'm enlisting.
Look great, but maybe just have them in a drawer.
Yeah.
Like, okay, here's my pocket.
You know what they look like. Batteries. They're like the Guy Fieri.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm picturing.
Sunglasses or whatever.
Yeah.
Like a glass goggle, a goggle.
Yes. Exactly.
I'm into
those are going to come back in. They're going to look good. Yeah. I mean, if I can see and run, they're good to me. I'll do it. I'll wear whatever.
All right.
Yeah.
Gloggle, I think, Gloggle, a lot of GoFundMe happening.
And the, whatchamacallit, it's going to come back in the apocalypse. Like that, the thing that you connect your glasses to in the back. The
Oh, yes.
That's going to be, no one talks about that. Maybe that's the thing that I'll stockpile now. And that'll be the thing that I like. That'll be my
the glasses chain.
Yeah, my chip.
I mean, I would
into the.
I'd give a can or two of tuna for that. I would do that. You could barter those. You get two cans of tuna for
exactly. They're pretty
the glasses
cheap.
Holder.
All right.
Yeah.
Now we've got a plan. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Small, easy to store. Right. Mm-hmm. You're good.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Nobody listening. Take it. That's mine.
My older sister used to have the sports goggles for when you, do you remember those from like the 80s? They were like these huge thick, and then they would go around and you'd strap them in and you just look like an astronaut. It was great.
I love that I see people putting goggles on their dogs now.
What?
So cute.
Yeah. I see like sport dogs wearing goggles, which I'm like, it seems so impractical, but I've seen multiple of them.
I was fortunate enough, last time we went skiing, I was able to see a German shepherd wearing goggles, and it was lovely.
Oh my God, how do you find out if a dog has bad sight?
I think it's more just for the sun and stuff.
Or protection, eye protection.
Yeah.
In like a hardcore.
I don't think they're getting their prescription. I think it's just.
But they've got to have dogs that can't see.
Oh,
so that's an existence. That's got to be tough.
Yeah.
You can't say anything.
One or two.
Oh, my God.
Two or three.
You guys, my cats, like, no joke, just started batting at the door right when we started talking about dogs. So,
wow.
They're a little scared.
Don't do it.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, Caitlin, we're going to ask you some kind of hard questions. Sorry you're not prepared.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I hope you said
love it.
Based on Inside the Actor Studio, but this is called Inside the Lady.
Oh, what are you, my tampon? Let's go.
Yes, man.
Please sponsor us, tampon company. Thank you.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Okay. Caitlin, no wrong answers.
Yes.
What is your favorite word?
Word. Oh, my favorite word. I like the word. Opportunity is very fun to say.
You say that. Lots of good enunciation.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's lots of pops. There's lots of I love a T. Anything with a T, you know, that's fun.
Yep.
Also, it was right in front of me on my vision board, and I was like, yeah, that's a good word. Opportunity. I've never really thought about my favorite word. I've thought about words I don't like. I don't like architecture.
Why don't you like that one?
Architecture. Because I don't know if it's architecture or architecture.
Architecture.
Oh God, that's like crayon or crayon. It's like, which one is it? Architecture.
Architecture. Architecture. I don't know. I'll never know.
It's weirder,
so
Wait, so your vision board, is this, do you make a new one on like every year, or is it just one you've had for a while?
This is the first one I've ever made, and my fiance and I sat down and made them at the beginning of the year because we thought it would be fun, and it would put a lot of pressure on us, and we felt very nervous about it. So it almost backfired, but we came up with some good ones. So it's now sitting in front of my desk, and I look at it whenever I decide to write, which is once a month.
Yeah. Whenever you're actually sitting. Yeah. I also love that, like, vision boards, they can only be what's, like, in the random magazines that you grabbed. My vision is based on what an Elle magazine from 5 years ago that I randomly have.
Ralph Lauren perfume is what I want.
Yeah. I only have Architecture Digest. So it's just a lot of, like, houses and shit. And it's like, well, I'm never going to own a house, but.
The walk I went on this morning, you know, I live in Silver Lake, and, like, the houses around here are just fucking insane. And so that's my vision board, is I just walk around and I'm like,
Yeah. Give me one.
Okay.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
How many glasses holders for a house in the apocalypse?
I just pull my shades down and go ooh la la at everyone, and they're like, "Who the fuck is this bitch?
Why is she catcalling houses? This is weird."
Well, how does it feel, house?
Yeah, you look good. Yeah, take off your shutters.
You'd look better in my portfolio. No, I don't know if that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it. Keep going. It was good.
Mid-century modern baby, get over here.
Yeah. Ooh, look at your shingles.
You're a craftsman I'd like to live in.
Love it. That was great.
Now I am going to catcall them, actually.
Sunglasses, pretty sexy. Yeah.
Caitlin, duplex.
You already said your least favorite word.
More like suplex.
What turns you on?
What turns sexually?
It doesn't have to be sexually,
emotionally,
intellectually,
whatever. Yeah.
Well, I love, when it comes to boys, I love funny. Funny always makes me. I'm with a comic. If you look at my past relationships, they're all funny. And so only once did I date a hot boy and it went badly. So the rest of them have all been funny and they look nothing like each other. And then creatively, I like to go on walks. That's what I do. I listen to some like EDM, like some heavy beat, something, go on a walk for like 3 miles in the sunshine through the parks. And that gets me going. That gets me juiced. I'm ready for the day. Yeah. Feels great.
That's some good shit.
Yeah.
I realize that like, I listen to a lot of books and podcasts on my walks and I have to like actively not do that sometimes because I'm like, only intaking things. I'm not letting my brain like, you know, do its own thing. So I have to like remind myself, like, don't listen to anything for a while. And, you know,
Let's just sit in some silence and ponder.
Or I listen to songs that I already know very well.
Yeah.
And so I'm not learning anything new. I'm just like, it's like background noise. And then I'm like, fucking owls are weird, you know? So.
I mean, they are though. Owls brilliant. Are real weird.
Yeah. That's the name of my next album. Owls are weird.
It'll have to be bird.
A bird themed. A bird themed set of albums.
Yeah. Like from disgusting to wise. That's where I'm going on my next journey.
You know, it's funny. Owls are not actually that smart.
No, they're dumb little.
They're not
fucks.
Like
they got bird brains.
Yeah, they're not.
Oh, baby, I love
boom,
a
boom, 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 boom. My favorite words, right there. they're not. They're not actually that smart. I like met a falconer recently, and
of course,
as you do. And he was like, "Yeah, no, owls. My owl is like pretty dumb, actually. My hawks are much smarter." So
it's so funny thinking about someone shit talking an owl.
And it was just sitting there staring at me. His name was Archie, and he was a barn owl.
In
and he was just
him.
Like, what? What?
Okay, couple things.
I'm pretty though.
That barn owl was pretty.
Yes.
And it also feels unfair. Like, are owls not smart or are they just dumber than hawks?
Yeah.
I think there's a difference. Because hawks
and also How do you know? How are you finding out that this owl is dumb? How he just probably doesn't want to hang out with you. And he's like, well, he's an idiot. That's why.
I will say I have both owls and hawks in my neighborhood, and the hawks sound like a like stock recording of a hawk. Like they're out there doing the screech. And I'm like, this sounds fake. This sounds like a playlist of hawk sounds. it's pretty wild.
I would just laugh every day at that.
It's really funny. Like you'll just hear it and be like, okay, it's just like a keyboard sound effect outside.
Oh man, we were down, where the hell were we? We were in San Francisco like 2 weeks ago or something. And we were walking around Haight-Ashbury and, we heard this crow go, did I tell you this? I don't think I told this story already. Mm-mm. This crow goes, bah, bah. And then we hear this guy just go, ah, ah, like back. And then the crow went, bah, and the guy went, ah. I was like, who was mocking who at this point? They went back and forth like four times.
Did you actually see him or you just heard him?
Oh, no, I saw him. The crow was like just sitting up on like a wire. And then there's like a guy just chilling at like a table at a restaurant. And he's just like,
You get the sense that this was a two-way conversation or no?
Yes. No, okay. Yeah. No, okay. It felt like after he did a ma ma back, it felt like the crow was then responding to him. Mm-hmm. And like the crow also like got his last word. He did like a three and then he just flew away before the guy could respond.
It's like mic drop.
Yeah. I was like, this was worth coming up here for. This is great.
Yeah. It's like, sure, you can make the sound, but can you fly? No, you can't.
God, how great would it be to be able to fly away from shitty conversations?
Oh, God. Dream. That would be lovely.
A dream.
I guess you would still have to say like,
excuse me,
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Yeah,
gotta go.
Yeah, I gotta go shit in the sky. Yeah. Bye. Yeah.
And you just take
That's
off.
Literally, what birds do? They do shit in the sky.
They shit in the sky.
Probably feels great though. Honestly. Oh,
yeah.
Totally.
No, it's gotta be freeing. Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To have and no shame.
No shame, and then like kind of like an easy way to get clean. Like the air just kind of shoop.
Yeah. Mm. It's an air bidet, a wind bidet.
Yeah,
it's like a Dyson.
Yeah,
exactly. Hey, look, Elon, I know you're a listener, and I don't respect you or like you, but this seems like a stupid thing that you'd invent. So maybe.
Totally. Yeah. Cyberbird truck.
Yeah.
Also, for the listener real quick, I've started doing a thing that every time I see a cyber truck, I boo it. And I give it the thumbs down. If you do that, send me the videos. I just would like to see them because I'm going to start
collection.
I haven't
even seen one in person, I don't think.
Oh, get ready.
I'm sure. There's a lot of Teslas in my neighborhood, so they'll be here soon.
They're they're more stupid than you think.
They're so stupid looking. They're so dumb.
When you see it in person, it's so much bigger than you think. And you're like, oh my God, you're an idiot. it's hard not to just like, I can't not vocalize at them. They're so stupid.
Yeah, because I really want my next car to be a pickup truck. Like, you guys know I've wanted a pickup truck, like, forever. And but I want my next car also to be electric. So I remember, like, and this was before Elon Musk really revealed himself. I remember I was like, oh, they make, like, Tesla trucks. Let me check that out. And I audibly gagged when I opened the JPEG of the mock-up.
And then it's exactly that. It's
like a cartoon, it's like drawn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It looks like if a toenail was a robot.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It looks like a Lego. Yeah, like a Lego car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's something wrong with it.
No, Star Fox.
Not natural. It's not natural.
Yeah.
Besides Cybertrucks, what turns you off?
What turns me off? Oh my God, what turns me off? What happened recently? Something happened. Oh, someone, when people don't tip, drives me
big time
crazy.
Yeah.
And it happened. I was at a coffee shop. This guy right in front of me, there was the tipping screen. And before I could go up and make my order, he had to choose a tip so he could close out his order. And I was like, oh, you got to finish your transaction. And he came up and he, in front of me, went, oh yeah, no tip. And I was like, you motherfucker. It made me so mad. I was like, these people are working for peanuts. Mm-hmm. We're at a coffee shop. There's three people back there. They're making no money. Come on.
Yeah.
I do it every time.
Like a couple bucks. Like somebody was watching you. It wasn't worth $2. Mm-hmm. Just like even if you don't usually tip.
No, to like not feel like an asshole in that moment. Yeah. Or I mean, he probably didn't. He's just a psychopath. But
yeah. I mean, I looked at him. I went, oh, like this. He was just
No, the
it's like, yeah, I can see you, you dumb shit. What are you doing?
Yeah. Coffee's a luxury, anyway. Bro. It's at least an extra dollar. It's at least an extra dollar or two. That's what it is.
Yeah. If you can't tip, don't go out.
Yeah.
Tess has a great joke about the dermatologist's office asking for a tip.
Yeah. That happened.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Isn't that? Yeah. That's wild.
It's like my health insurance covered this though, so I don't know why.
Yeah.
My co-pays.
Any kind of professional situation like that, having a tip option.
It's so gauche. It's like, that's like when I was trying to get an IUD and someone told me, if you can find one, we'll put it in for you.
No.
That's so real.
She's like expecting you to be like your neighbor and pick it out of an ashtray.
Exactly.
This is my friend's old one. It should work.
Yeah. Just blow one.
It's a cartridge.
It
for 3 years.
Yeah.
I bought this on eBay.
Yeah.
eBay IUD. Oh my God. Oh man.
I'm actually about to get my IUD removed and I'm a little terrified.
Yeah.
I've been on it for 8 years and before my IUD, I had like this. I was like a crazy sex monster. Mm-hmm. And I've really evened out. Yeah. And now it's starting to wear off. So I feel the sex monster coming back. And
is that fun?
I don't know.
I'm sure your fiance is excited. Yeah.
You've had the same one the whole time. I don't know if it needs to get like replaced or not. I don't know about them.
Yeah, it's the Mirena. So I have to get it replaced after 8 years. Mm-hmm. So
is it supposed to hurt as bad on the way out as it does on the way in?
I don't know, but it hurts so bad on the way in. Yeah. Apparently, I was supposed to take painkillers before I got in.
They don't tell you.
And no one told me.
I know. No one told me either. And then someone else told me that recently that they've started giving people shots in their hoo-ha, which I was not offered, but I think that's now available.
Like a numbing shot?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Damn.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Oh. Jesus. I couldn't walk for like 2 days afterwards. It was so painful.
Really? Damn.
Yeah.
No, you have to ask for this kind of stuff. Fine. Like, I'm going in. I have to have oral surgery next week, and like, I've had just the worst like year and a half of just dental issues, and I'm really, really phobic of needles. And every single time I've had to go in and do shit, like, I have this like crazy anxiety response. I get like feverish and nauseous, and like, it's really, really bad. So finally, this time, I was like, hey, like, is there anything they can do? Like, can they give me something to make me less anxious? And the chick was like, oh yeah. You want something? We can totally give you something. And I was like, okay, because I've like almost fainted in your office like 9 times. Like no one was like, oh.
It would be nice.
Oh my God.
It would be nice to have.
No tip.
Yeah.
No tip.
No tip.
It's wild. Yeah, it's great. Everything's good.
Yeah.
Well, the health industry.
Yeah. You can't buy an IUD on eBay, but you can buy lots of extractor tools and fake vaginas to practice on. So.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ. That sounds like something out of the movie Hostel.
Yeah. I mean, you probably should practice. Like, it's probably a good thing, but just buying a plastic pussy is just a. For that,
you're really buying it
on eBay? I don't know.
Yeah, let's find out.
Maybe at the school store. Oh, somebody made some IUDs into earrings. That's fun.
That's cute.
Oh,
that's fun. You can wear that to a march.
I will say, I don't think
we're going to have to soon. So that's good to know.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody get your IUD jewelry while you can.
Yeah. When you get it replaced, be like, can I keep this?
Yeah. Are you going to keep your old one, Caitlin? Are you going to do anything special with it?
Yeah. You could craft with it.
Yeah.
I need this for my crafts.
I'll frame it. Yeah. Maybe make it into a necklace or something. Cute. Maybe I'll tattoo it onto my body. That'll be nice.
That's cute. That'd be fun.
Yes. Yeah, but make it like a tramp stamp, you know?
Be good. If you do have kids, you could just give it, show it, be like your future, your brothers and sisters that never were.
Yeah.
This
this you ran. Exist because of this.
Yeah, exactly.
You know why we have nice things? Because of this. Right here.
Yes. Mommy could focus on her career.
Okay, let's do one more. What sound or noise do you love?
Sound or noise? I love, you know, I love pop music. Just like the cheesiest, ickiest pop music. Give me something just pure candy canes. I love it. I also love Christmas music.
Oh, I love Christmas music too.
I love Christmas music. So any kind of jingle bells, stuff like that.
Since that's both.
I do like Mariah Carey. I do. One of my favorite Christmas albums, though, is She and Him.
That's a great Christmas album.
The great Christmas album. Totally agree. It's great. Yes. And then Kelly Clarkson, Wrapped in Red. That's a great Christmas album. Mm-hmm. I love, that's the sound. I love when it's like, I put up my Christmas tree October 29th, like a crazy person.
I love you.
Yes. Yes, I did. I love Christmas so much. So any kind of like, even when the commercials come on and you hear the ting, 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 you like the jingle bells or the, any, I'm like, yeah, I get so excited. I would say anything, any jingle bells that brings me joy immediately. Even if I hear it in the summertime, I'm like, ooh, it's going to be Christmas one day. You know?
You're so cute.
As someone who has toyed with attempting to play the piano many times, jingle bells, pretty easy song. So you could get that one down.
I mean, that's the reason I wanted to play piano. It was like, I want to be, have you seen the movie Elf?
Oh yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
At the end of the movie, the dad is playing the piano and Zooey Deschanel is singing, and I was like, I want to be the bitch that plays the piano because I can't sing. So I want to be able to like know a carol and then just have everybody gather around the fire and I'm just twinkling the ivories. That's what I want.
Yes.
So, I love that. Yeah.
I have 6 months.
Yeah, you can do it. You got time. It's good.
Got time.
I will shout out to my cousin Jessica, who we've had on the show before, who sings with She and Him a lot and sings at their Christmas backup at the Christmas stuff.
That's so cool.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
She's about to marry a property brother. That's exciting.
I know. They were at the wedding. They were at my cousin's wedding. I was like two seats down from
Zooey
them.
Deschanel was at your cousin's wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, and I was really?
Like, that's
I was like, well, weird. There's a very famous person.
And a property, and Jonathan and a property Scott was brother. There too?
Yeah.
Jonathan Scott, don't get it twisted.
I don't know his
name. Right. I watch a lot of HGTV and I have Architecture Digest or whatever the fuck. And I love a house show.
See, so, I'm more of like a bar rescue girly, like a restaurant makeover. Mm. So I know all those guys really well. Like John Taffer, you know. I don't know the problem.
God, if you saw John Taffer at a fucking wedding,
that would be amazing.
Sorry, bride. All eyes on that weird T-Rex of a man on his neck.
He's a neck. Yeah.
I just want to watch him eat something and just watch him just gnash and pull. It's just terrifying. He's lizard-like.
Yes.
Does he go on the dance floor? What do you think? Like, does he dance?
So he invented something for bars called the butt funnel. And that's where when you leave, like it's like a perimeter thing around a dance floor or around something in the bar where when you go through, you kind of have to come close to each other and might touch butts. And so, and then you would meet each other.
This is insane.
It's like a thing. So people have to like interact with each other and meet each other at bars.
Oh,
so I think he would be making sure that there's a butt funnel happening at the dance floor.
And, I mean, am I the only one who's picturing when you say butt funnel? We're all picturing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Like butt chugging?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
No, fully. Like, okay. I was like, John Taffer invented butt chugging. Wow. I mean,
also that's why you get the neck.
You got to get that blue drink in somehow.
I have, my husband, Sean, he always makes fun of me because I have a wine funnel. And that is for if I pour myself a glass of wine and then we're watching TV, but then I don't finish my glass of wine before it's time for bed, I funnel it back into the bottle. And he clowns on me a lot for my wine funnel, but I think it's just good economics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I agree. It's just you drinking it. Who cares?
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it a funnel just for that purpose or would you use it for other things?
No, it's really just for wine.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose I could use it for other things, but it really just, I mean, I would use it for other things.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
I find I really am only funneling wine.
Yeah. I mean, you're not using a funnel on like a day-to-day basis too often.
Maybe I'll butt chug a nice Pinot Grigio.
Yeah. Be like, maybe. Hey, Sean, is this more fun? Yeah. Am I a more fun wife now that I'm butt chugging wine?
You're going to need a new funnel after that. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that's a wine. That's a one and done.
Separate funnels.
Yeah. Yes. One and done.
Yeah.
Butt tunnel.
This makes me think that, like, because we're all really good at living life, that we should give someone advice.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so too.
If you have a lady problem, you should give us a phone call at 323-6-BUT-30, or you should email us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com.
Lady problems. Lady problems, do you have them? Lady problems, do you have them? People have them.
Hi, ladies. I am traveling internationally this summer. I'm going to China for a few weeks, and I thought that some advice on travel tips or just good things not to forget when packing for a long trip or anything like that might be something the listeners and myself would like to hear, specifically traveling with friends, but also during a hot time. And I don't know, anything from tech to bug spray and deodorant. I am not an anxious person, but I really don't want to forget anything. And I'm eager to hear if there's any little gadgets or tips that anybody has for making long-haul flights or international travel much more of a breeze. So would love to hear your thoughts. Love you guys. Thanks so much. Bye.
Sounds super fun.
Yeah, that sounds great. Good.
I haven't been to China, so I don't know. Obviously, there's some specifics that, you know.
Yeah.
You're going to want to know about plugs and stuff like that, bringing like an adapter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would say also, like, I don't know if you're renting a car or like what your travel situation is going to be like. I get so mad at myself if I forget to bring a USB charger for a rental car. Mm. Like, so I just have just started keeping one in all of my bags because, like, I hate not being able to charge a phone, especially in a place that you're not at, is like very stressful for me.
Yeah. And also, I found this, I've done international travel a few times this past year, and it's finding out how you're going to get from the airport to where you need to be. Mm. If you can look that up beforehand, that is so helpful because sometimes taxis only take cash, or there's certain taxi stands you should take. There's some that you should avoid. If there's Uber, there's probably not Uber in China, but like it helped me so much. Every time I would get to the airport, by the last one, I finally figured it out. Like, oh, I should look up how to get to where we're going and have the address, like take a picture of the address of where you're going to physically show the person.
That's smart. In case you don't have Wi-Fi, you can.
In case you don't have Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that was so helpful because then you get there and you're like already panicked because you're here. I don't speak the language. What the fuck do I do?
Mm-hmm. And you're tired.
So
and
I would
you're
do
crusty
that.
From the
and you're
like,
exhausted.
I will say, I don't know how to do this, but Sean does. There is a way. You can download Google Maps for like an area to use without having Wi-Fi or cell service.
Mm.
So again, hot tip. I don't know. Google how to Google Map, but I know that you can do that. And then I recently purchased, you know how like hotel blow dryers always suck? I treated myself to like a nice travel blow dryer, and I feel like if you're going to be away for a while, like a travel blow dryer, you want your hair looking good for those whole 2 weeks. Like, you're not going to regret it. I'm really happy I bought it.
Yeah. I think that's a really smart choice. I don't really use one that often, but if you're somebody who uses it a lot, I think that's a really good call.
Yeah. Makes sense. I always try to travel with just a couple of like hydrating face masks for like after a flight, just anything. Cause you just get so like dried out and nasty from that kind of travel that it's like anything to like rehydrate, like give yourself a treat once you get to the hotel. Like that's something I always like to do. Tess turned me on to always bringing a candle with you. Just nice to like be able just to make something smell a little bit nice just in case. You never know what you're dealing with.
Yeah, liquid IV or like electrolytes is really good. You want to be like making sure you're just extra hydrating when you're traveling and stuff.
I mean, this goes without saying, but I think this sounds like a long flight. I personally am all about sedating yourself for a long flight. Whatever's your poison, figure that out. Whether it's melatonin, edibles, Valium, whatever. I mean, like a flight that long, you need something to kind of
knock out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And compression socks. Definitely get compression socks.
Yeah. I've never worn those. What does that do?
Oh, it makes it because you're sitting for so long that all the blood pools at your ankles. So if you do, it helps your circulation so that you don't come out feeling really bottom heavy and having bloated legs, and it really helps. Yeah.
That's good to know.
I fly almost every weekend in the compression socks. They go up to your knee and they're great.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hot tip.
That's hot tip, baby.
Very hot tip.
As far as clothing goes, I think like we were talking about this recently about, you know, it's hard for a trip like this to not overpack. You want to like, you know, but I think understand that like you're probably going to wear a few outfits a lot and like that's mostly it. And I don't know if you'll have a chance to wash stuff. You need to take that into consideration. Hopefully you'll have like maybe one chance to wash some things. There's this brand called Summersall, and I bought these pants from them called the Packable Everyday Pant. I just looked it up. And they're amazing because they don't wrinkle their pants, but they're really light, so you can wear them in warm weather, you know. So I would look that up, and it maybe if you don't get those, look at what they're made out of. But you know, that kind of material that's like moisture wicking, that's not like, you know, it's like, it's going to keep you protected from the sun, but also not hot. And then it doesn't like, wrinkle. And these are like the kind of things you could wear multiple days in a row and be totally fine, you know? So I would look into like investing into like maybe a few pairs of something like that you're going to be able to just wear over and over and, you know, each day.
Yeah. I like, I have these two dresses that I have in multiple colors. And they're like, it's the ones I have are from Athleta, and they're called like a Presidio dress. And it's like a long dress, but it's super flowy. And it's that same like moisture wicking fabric that like doesn't, so it's very comfortable in like hot weather. And it's kind of just like you're wearing like a tent. But you can dress it up or down with like earrings or a jean jacket or whatever. Or you can just kind of be like when you're at the hotel and you just need to go down and get coffee. You can just like, it's one thing that you can just quick throw on. So I'm a big fan of like a big breezy dress.
Yeah, I think that's a good call. And like, even though you're going during like a warm time, if you're going to any mountainous parts of the country, like mountain areas do get very cold at night. So like just having like a decent, like one decent hoodie or something with you, like, well, one thing that doesn't take up too much space that is like good for if there is a chilly night, I think would be just a good thing just to have with you just in case.
And I'll say, I think the biggest thing is pare down your shoes. Like, bring the essentials.
Yeah.
I feel like that's so easy to overpack, you know?
Take up a lot of space. And ideally, like something that doesn't, you maybe don't have to wear socks with all the time. Have like one that you do and one that you don't, just because I feel like socks like add up. There's so much, you know.
Yeah,
that's definitely a space saver. Is I'll just try to bring shit that I don't need to wear those with that often.
Oh, and here's a fun one I just learned: pack your socks inside of your shoes. So it saves space.
Yeah.
Yes. So you just put them inside whatever shoes you have, and then you don't have to worry about socks taking up space because they're already taking up space within the shoes.
That's so smart.
I love that. That's awesome.
I've been traveling so long and I just learned it. And I was like, God damn. Wow. We just figured that out. All right.
I'm excited for you. Also, like, I know you're stressing. You're going to, like, if you're already asking this question, I think you're going to do a good job and have most of your bases covered. But like, oh, have space in one of your bags to buy things.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I always just buy a bag and bring it back.
Or that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have these foldable bags that you can, they go and it makes it, you can zip it up inside of its own pouch.
Right.
And so you can fold that up, put that in your bag, and then that's for all the extra shit that you might come home with.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's like, it's okay if you have to buy stuff overseas or whatever too, but just like mm-hmm. have, if you're doing like, you know, souvenirs or like, you know, just, you're going to buy shit that's going to be cool that you see or whatever. Just have like a plan for that. Cause I've definitely gone on the road with stuff before where I'll be gone for a couple weeks and I'm like, oh fuck, you didn't really like, you do want to go thrifting. I want to know if there's, if you go to any thrift stores in China, I'm very curious about the experience.
Yeah.
Call back and tell me everything. I'm very curious. Very curious.
And I think like, yeah, bring like some, you know, obviously bring medications you need and maybe like a few essential things like for, you know, obviously ibuprofen, whatever, stuff like that, that like a little first aid type stuff. Yeah. But also know that like you're going to be able to get don't like overdo it because I think that's the kind of stuff that you can like over prepare with and then you're like loaded down with. And it's you can get... you know, you can get anything that you need to, like where you're going to be probably. So
I wouldn't. Yeah, I found that stuff. When I go to a place and I'm going to be there for over a week, I don't even bring shampoo, conditioner or gel.
Yeah.
I'll just buy it there and I'll buy a cheap version so that I can just leave it there.
That's
when I'm
done. That's a
good call. That is smart.
Yeah.
Because that is also the shit that can like explode in your bag and stuff too. Mm-hmm. That's
a
good idea.
Yeah.
No, that's good. Is your period going to happen during this trip?
Get an IUD before you go.
Yeah.
Get an IUD before you go. Yeah. Or if you don't have one and
you can find one,
doesn't cover it, you can maybe get one in China.
Look on eBay.
I like to keep a little miniature Dr. Bronner's with me because I just like how it smells for like body wash, but it also doubles if you do need to wash some shit in your sink, like some socks or underwear, you can use Dr. Bronner's.
Oh, that's smart.
And like quickly wash socks or undies and like hang them in your bathroom.
Ooh.
That's good. I like that.
And also, can we just go with you? I just want to go.
Yeah.
Travel.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Sounds fun. I'm down.
It's going to be exciting. I'm curious to see where you're going and send us some pictures and shit when you get back.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, chargers, like camera, you know, whatever. Bring a selfie stick. It's corny. Who gives a shit? If you got one, take it. I don't know. I'm excited for you, though. That'll be cool.
Now I'm just thinking about how really like fun. 8 years ago I saw someone on a run alone using a selfie stick.
Oh no. That's incorrect.
It's just so much to bring with you on a run.
Like, yes.
That's early influencer. Like Yep. Early influencer before they really fine-tuned all the shit. The video is bad. It's gonna be a bad video too. It's not like it's like a
like steady.
Like like a steady cam or at all. Just gonna look like shit. Yeah. Well, I hope that was fun for them after their run.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the important thing.
Yeah.
There's actually a secret camera on you too, recording your reaction. And that's the video that got put out.
It's a prank show.
Early Cybertruck energy for sure.
Oh yeah. Cybertrucks are always carrying selfie sticks.
They are.
No, yeah, for sure.
Caitlin, yeah, this has been so much fun.
We do have one final question. Where can people find you online and your album and everything?
Oh, they can find me at Caitlin Palufo on Instagram, on all the things actually. CAITLINPELUFFO. And my album is on Spotify, iTunes. The whole thing is called Dirty Bird. And I love it. So thank you so much. This is fun. Thank
and
you.
And you're on tour a lot, right? Like people can probably see you at a city near them.
Yeah, I'm about to post all my summer dates. So follow me on Instagram. I'm coming anywhere. Pretty much anywhere there's no ocean, I'll be there. So
right, for all our no ocean folks.
Yes.
Find Caitlin. Yes. She's so funny. Go see her live. Buy her album. And thank
you. You're very sweet. Thank you. This was so great. Thanks, ladies.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. We'll see y'all next time.
Next week.
Bye.
Bye.
3, 2, 3, 6 but 30.
It's 6 but
top 30 somewhere.
Hi, ladies. I'm listening to Lasagna Baby, which is hilarious, and I also didn't know that plots were, I don't know, on top of each other rather than side by side, but that's okay. Anyways, we were talking about foam parties, and I live in a suburb of Denver, and there's actually a sex club called Scarlet Ranch that throws foam parties during the summer. Like, it's either twice a month or once a month. Haven't gone. It's not really my sex club of preference because it's also known as Wrinkle Ranch. And not that I don't love somebody who's older, but, you know, sometimes you want some fresh blood. You know what I'm saying? So, anyways, also the gal who is concerned about her job being taken over by AI or was told that, first of all, I'm so sorry. Second of all, I use AI all the time for writing in my designs instead of using Lauren Ipsum. And, I mean, AI is great, but it still takes a lot of work to get something that is, I don't know, could be considered written by a human. So, obviously the ladies had great advice. I hope, that you're able to take it and run with it and be successful and still, stable for the next year or so. As someone who also suffers from bipolar disorder, like, I feel you, girl. So whatever comes into your future, I hope you're able to, or I hope it's able to serve you. All right. Anyways, I hope you all have a great day. Bye.
Hi, ladies. I'm calling, I guess, with a confession. I don't know if you have, if you take confessions. A little while back, Tess was talking about how she read that if you leave the lights on, it doesn't actually, or was it Tess? One of y'all were saying that you found out that if you leave the lights on in your house, it actually doesn't use that much energy. And I think it was, I'm pretty sure it's Tess, because she was saying that she could win that argument with Sean over that. And I'm just walking around my dark ass house right now, walking down my dark hall, because it's stormy outside and I never turn on the lights because I'm the one in the house. Oh my God. My boyfriend and I live in my house and I'm the one that's always turning off all the lights and being like, no, let's just open the windows and it's storming right now. My house is dark as fuck. And I just never, I neglected to tell him that I learned that I was wrong. So I confess. I was wrong.
Lady to Lady is produced by Katie Levine. Get tons of bonus content, discounted tickets for live shows, and lots more at patreon.com/ladytolady.
Follow us on Instagram at lady2ladycomedy and give your input on lady problems and get info about upcoming live shows.
And hey, don't forget to follow our individual accounts on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker.